President Biden would like to end a pandemic policy at the southern border. It's known as Title 42, the public health order that has blocked many migrants from staying in the U.S. during the pandemic. The administration says it should be lifted. Republican-led states have resisted that, and a judge temporarily blocked the administration's move in three states. NPR's Deepa Shivaram was with us earlier. Okay, so you're talking with us today because Alejandro Mayorkas, the head of Homeland Security, is supposed to take questions before Congress. What is he expected to say in defense of the administration's attempted move?
Right. So DHS Secretary testified on Capitol Hill yesterday, and today he's in front of the House Judiciary Committee, which is known for its pretty heated partisan debate. So today we're likely to get even more of a partisan divide in questioning from Democrats and Republicans. Jim Jordan, the lead Republican on the committee, wants Mayorkas to focus on data of border crossings since Biden took office, and he wants answers from the secretary on the administration's plans to handle the border once Title 42 is set to lift, and that day is supposed to be on May 23rd. And his questioning is likely to fall in line with what we heard yesterday from Republicans who repeatedly used the word failure to describe the border, and some have even been calling on Mayorkas to resign. But on his end, Mayorkas has put out more detail on how DHS will handle the influx of migrants at the border. And he's also talking about increasing their capacity to process new arrivals and adding law enforcement officials on the border. And he said yesterday that the administration has been, quote, effectively handling the border. But he's kind of in a position now where it's really hard to explain away the policy of all of this stuff from the administration when the political division has been so loud.
Well, it's not hard to imagine if Title 42 is lifted, and if there is any kind of rush or any kind of chaos, anything out of the ordinary, that it would dominate cable TV news for quite some time. In the middle of a midterm election year, how is the politics affecting this?
Right. So things have gotten pretty complicated in the last few weeks for Democrats. More moderate members of the party have been calling on Title 42 to be extended and saying that the White House's plan so far isn't sufficient. But meanwhile, immigration advocates are sounding the alarm on the risks of a lukewarm approach to Title 42. They say that Democrats standing up to Republicans on issues of immigration and supporting asylum seekers is what helped them win elections in 2018 and in 2020. Here's what Vanessa Cardenas, the deputy director of America's Voice, said to me earlier this week.
In an election year where margins matter, Latino voters and other voters who care about this issue are going to be profoundly disappointed.
And she added that the party could lose some of its base voters, and backing away from the message now could be detrimental for the party in November.
We are expecting this on May 23rd, but is that number real at this point?
Right. So May 23rd is the day to keep in mind right now because that's the deadline that the CDC has set, but we're waiting to see what a federal judge's ruling could do to change that, and there's a potential here for Congress to act legislatively with some of these other bills coming up where they could slip Title 42 in for a vote.
Deepa, thanks so much.
Thank you.
NPR's Deepa Shivaram.